This is John Batchelor speaking with colleague Colonel Grant Newsham, United States Marine Corps retired, the author of the new book, When China Attacks, A Warning to America. Grant is very specific about the geography of East Asia and how China sees its battle plan. Subic Bay was a critical component in the defense of Asia from the Chinese, and the U.S. in the late 20th century gave it up, gave it back to the Philippines. Opposite the Subic Bay are the South China Sea and the fortified islands that China has now built in order to combat any response from the U.S. or from the Philippines. Also, we're looking at a battle plan that is well established as China took opportunities after Subic Bay to gobble up other islands that were not protected or were challenged, but China ignored the challenge. Here's Grant Newsham to explain the Chinese policy since the late 20th century to build a very strong position in the South China Sea and in East Asia, inside the first island chain. When China Attacks is the book. This is Grant Newsham. More of this later this week.
Well, they would do it anyway, even if we weren't there. They don't like the fact that we're moving back into the Philippines to a larger extent than has been the case. They don't like that, and they never like when the Americans or any neighbor does what's necessary to defend themselves. But China is constantly expanding, sort of applying pressure, and they would be doing the same thing, regardless of the Americans being there. But also, I would note that you could see what was coming as early as the late 1980s or 70s, actually, when the Chinese took some Vietnamese islands in the South China Sea, up in the northern end, and then in the 80s, took some more Vietnamese territory. In the 90s, they took some Philippine islands as well. And that was after Subic Bay had been given back. But it's been a gradual sort of expansion. And then suddenly it really picked up speed in the 2000s into the 2010s. And as noted earlier, the Chinese telegraph their punches, but their enemy has been predisposed to believe the enemy that they call the enemy, which is us, has been predisposed to think, well, there's nothing to see here. They're not a threat. This classic threat deflation that has been going on for so many years. And while we were seeing the Chinese as just a misguided sort of child who didn't know what they were doing, they were glad to have us think that. And they went on the biggest, fastest military buildup since World War II by any country, I would suggest, in human history.